Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Living in Las Vegas starts now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada, that groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home, the Living in Las Vegas podcast. And now your host, a man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was. Mr. Scott Whitney.
Remember, kids, a clean set is a happy set. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Living in Las Vegas extravaganza on the Vegas Video Network! Woo! We had a little spillage, or my Depends leaked.
That's TBD.
Let's go with A. Village, as opposed to leaking Depends. Anyways, I'm your humble host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa to all my Japanese friends. Hello. And I'm joined by my... Holy crap, you're not Melissa. What's happening here?
Well, like a good backup quarterback, you know. The first string wasn't ready. I got to throw it on the clipboard, take off the headphones, charge into the game.
God, I just want to kiss him on the lips. That's so good. Isn't that nice? Isn't that
we
great?
Agreed we wouldn't do that anymore.
That's right. VBN2. That's where you go in and screw up my homepage and put some porn stuff on there. Anyways,
you say screw up, I say increase revenue.
You do. And yet I haven't made a penny off of VBN2. So please, for the love of God, go ahead and make that happen. Anyways, Melissa will be here shortly. She's currently making world better for other people thing. And we're actually getting a little bit later start than normal. It's 7 o'clock-ish. We were going to wait until 6:30 to get started. Melissa had to take care of some business stuff. And so we got to chatting. We got to doing some live stuff. It was pretty exciting. And we're a live TV company.
It's all about the live. You don't know what's going to happen.
We're going. We're just going. You know what? What's that girl's college? Barnard? Is that what it's called?
I have no idea.
There's a college. Is it Barnard? I think it is. Where Oprah Winfrey was there with Gloria Steinem, who I'm a big fan of, as you might imagine. And they're talking to these guys, these two gals, or this whole group of Barnard women, and when they approve of something that's being said, they don't clap.
Okay.
You know what they do?
Groovy.
Yeah, it is quite frankly the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Any
Except for me in sign language, you're yelling.
Right. I'm so angry at you. You bad. Anyways, thanks, as always, to the good folks over at LASIK in Nevada, Dr. Rothman. As like I said, I've got the pimpin' Wayne over here, and a little birdie tells me that Melissa is in the building.
We have sighting.
Very exciting about that. We'll have her up here in 2 seconds. In the meantime, if the two people who are putting on mics would move to the left or the right, I can introduce our lovely staff today. Working the TriCaster for a moment. We've got... he who will continue to be remained, Jacob. There he is over there. Hello, Jacob. And, of course, right now, temporarily hanging out at the live chat, we've got she who is Sam. Sam has promised to do us some pretty groovy stuff in a moment here. We'll get right to that. But what we're going to talk about today, what are we going to talk about today, Wayne? Good question. A couple things. There's a couple things I want to talk about. A,
yeah.
We're going to talk about two houses.
Okay.
One of which is all about hash. Not this kind.
Not that I would know anything about.
You wouldn't.
No.
But you do drive a 2010 silver convertible Mustang.
Right.
Might do a little.
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything. So two houses, one about hash, one about whores.
Oh, now you're speaking my language.
Now we're in the wheel. Now we're in the wheelhouse. Isn't that sweet? Oh, look at that. There's Wayne's wife. Why is she, what is that middle Oh, she's giving you a hi. Okay. So that'll be fun for you guys a little bit later on.
A little role reversal. Well, usually it's always the Whitneys going toe-to-toe.
I know, but that's all fake. That's all for TV. We always get along real well at home. Is she still here? Can she hear me? Is she throwing stuff at me? She normally does. So we'll talk about the two houses, Hash and Whore, or the two horses, Hash and Hoose, something, whatever's going on. And then we're going to do a Hot and Horrible that talks about the spa life. You know, Melissa had a chance to do a little spa action. She's living a good life, you know. I think while she was at the spa this weekend, I was building on an addition to the house. That's what I do. There's a good chance I probably lied about that. But before we do anything, now this will be fascinating because during this is where you're going to want to run off and then she'll come running on.
Oh, well, it was fantastic being here.
Let's see. You were, by the way, big hand for Wayne for absolutely crushing it.
Thanks for having
standing
me.
Standing in. I think all of our guests should be on for about 3 minutes. And then off with them, very much like the heads of somebody on Games of Thrones, which that little blonde-haired kid, I just want to beat the crap out of that punk. Okay, anyways, how about a hello to, our live studio audience! And of course, and here's your opportunity to make the big switch when we go to camera 5 to say thank you. Oh, yeah, we'll just do that, I guess. Well, you're going to make the switch during the... This is some behind-the-scenes stuff on how we do. Okay.
Continues.
This is fun. Yeah. All right. And a big applause for the live chat. Camera, switch. Oh. Switching. Live chat. Look at the live chat. Look at that. Okay. It's good. Coming. Hey. Hello. Look, it's Melissa. Again, everybody. Hello, Melissa.
Hello.
Thank you for coming to our show.
I'm a little tardy.
It's okay. I don't feel tardy.
It's that day job, you know?
Oh, no. Well, I'm not nearly as handsome as our friend Wayne. He's a good egg, huh?
Yes, but there's so many really things I could say right now, all of which would cause a fight later.
Between us?
Yes. And so I don't want to do it no more. Getting fights.
Well, I told you I might be late today.
You did. There's no problem.
You were going to pick a fight about something else?
No, I was just going to talk about it doesn't really matter.
Oh, the differences between Wayne and
doesn't
I.
matter.
He has nicer legs.
Well, you know.
That's what
15 years of work will do for you.
Oh, what kind of work?
15 years of work.
Yep.
What kind of work that you're building up those, you know?
Games? Well, I have a strict regimen. It's beer.
It's the greatest freaking stuffed potatoes.
Yes,
we should actually bring those up here. Those are pretty cool. We got stuffed potatoes.
Now that has more to do with Wayne's wife than Wayne.
Yes, but that's his whole diet.
His nutrition.
Yeah. Speaking about diet, a shout out. First of all, two things. I'm going to do a shout out about diet, and then I'm going to prove why I'm the best husband in the world for probably the 20th time, and then we're going to zip right through here. First,
it has to do with diet.
No, of course not. please, come on.
Just trying to catch up.
No. Yeah, first thing, we introduced an application some time ago called Lose It. And a bunch
the
of us...
The problem with Lose It is I lose it, as in lose the motivation to... Have you been doing it?
Kind of. And so there it is. You can kind of see it there. Well, it's not really a good shot, but there's a Lose It. And a bunch of us got involved with it when we first got started
we're all gung-ho.
It was like early February, and then we were all kind of into it, and I lost about 10 pounds. And then some things came up in the family, and I stopped kind of watching, and I gained a bunch of weight. And I'm down about 5.5 pounds or so, which is crappy.
Hey, but it's still 5 pounds.
It's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. But
better than gaining 5 pounds.
Well, I've already gained back the 5 pounds.
No, I meant on the other end.
Yes, on this end?
Well,
on my fat ass end.
No, you know, I like your patootie.
I know. You do weird things with my... Hey-o! Wait, it's not even bad. I mean, it's just... It's behavioral.
It sounds worse. Let's not go there. It sounds worse than it is.
It's like pokey weird stuff. And, you know, morning, poke, hey. morning. I'm not a morning person. Melissa's kind of a morning. I think I'm going to plant a garden. I wake up like, oh, man, here's what I do in the morning. I get out of bed unhappily, take this with me, and I go to the bathroom and I take a crap.
Seriously, that's
but
too
on the
much
way,
info.
I walk by, she'll go poke, and I'm like, hey, it's not really meant to be poked on.
I'm just saying you have a cute patootie.
Oh, that's it. Finally, because that's been a mystery for almost 10 years
See,
now.
Jacob's not even married to me, and he's got me figured out.
I'm a little tired of you figuring her out. How about you
We've
stop
been married
that?
10 years.
I know, and I'm an idiot. But I will say this about that. A congratulations to our very own Ira, who's lost 20 pounds. So Ira has been a friend of the network for quite some time. He's done a lot of photography stuff for us. So he's got 20 pounds out,
wow.
And what was the what do you say the secret was? Heroin. Outstanding.
But is it consistency? Is it just being consistent?
Doing heroin.
But have your numbers, your caloric intake target gone down as you've lost weight?
Yeah.
Have you found it difficult?
Hey, I got to get out of here pretty soon. I'm going to serve somebody with legal papers in about 40 minutes, so tip top.
Okay, well, very good.
Seriously.
Congratulations. I think that's fabulous.
Anyways, 20 pounds. That's
Stay the away big. From the potato skins over
right.
there.
And keep the heroin going. Second thing, here's why I'm the best husband in the world. Again, what do I know about you that says, what is the one thing that you love? Love. I would say makeup. You like the makeup. You like playing with the makeup, being in the makeup. One of your favorite places ever. Let me guess. Sephora?
I like going to Sephora.
Like it? Oh, every time you go in there, it's like, you know, being in a jungle that I can't get out of. People are coming at me with, here's some goo. Get it off me. I don't want it. But you're like, oh, Scott, come over here.
What do you wish? Yeah, okay.
You don't know where we're going with this, do you?
No.
All I'm saying is I know somebody. Let's call her Hannah, who maybe just got a job. Maybe might be able to get you a deal.
Friends and family?
Yeah. Friends and family. Maybe 25%. I'm hard to say. So all I'm
and
saying
you're
is...
you're the best husband.
Because
Hannah...
I found out about it.
But you're the best husband because Hannah got the job there.
Yes, and I begged her to let me have the discount.
Do you like how he takes the credit?
If it wasn't for me, we never would have known this.
Oh, I would know because she would see me.
Oh, that's a good point. See, I have another funny line about how women know and find things.
And I've been saving my points, sister.
Oh, you got Sephora points?
I'm ready to basically get a whole backpack full of stuff with those many points.
Well, that's great. So now you've got somebody who can enable you.
She knows what I'm talking about, too.
Do you? She does. She's studying right now. On the she's like Sephora U right
I
now.
I have hundreds and hundreds of points saved up.
Right.
And hundreds.
And the only reason why you get those is because you
I
shop
buy stuff.
A lot there at there. Okay.
I like goo and, you know,
all right.
Experimenting.
So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk about our two houses, the Hash House and the Whore House.
Okay.
Fun, huh? We're kind of we're branching out in business-wise.
I like how you're spinning that.
Yeah. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, honey. All right, this is Vegas Video Network, living in Las Vegas. We'll be back in 45 seconds with our new recruiting video. I think you'll want to work here after you see this. We'll be right back.
You know, one of the things I like best about the Vegas Video Network are the people. There are no divas here. Everyone is exactly the same off camera as they are on.
Hey, guys, what's Cocktail of the Week this week?
You know what? I'll let you know what it is when it's time for you to know what it is. Why don't you get off the stage and get back in your production hole? Oh, my God. You know what? And tell cheap-ass Whitney to get us some decent brand liquor. This hobo off-ramp crap ain't cutting it. God, idiots.
Totally.
And here's your resume. Come on and join us.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Everybody looks at Dave. Oh, Dave's the nicest guy. He's such a sweetheart.
And he is.
Yeah, right. You got that. That was a hidden camera.
He's got a high bar in his, you know, with the liquor choices.
It was a hidden camera. He didn't even know we were shooting. And he didn't know we were shooting 4 or 5 takes, I think it was, before we got that shot. But
because it took that long for him to get that mean?
Yeah, well, it's actually part of the background on that was the very first time we said, you know, so Wayne wrote the script of that. And we're like, we're rehearsing, like, all right, Dave, get angry. And he's like, kind of laughing, you get back. And you're like, Dave, no, you've got to get angry. And the truth is, nobody has ever seen Dave angry.
Do you think their fights are like that, too?
I don't think.
Because I know our fights aren't like that.
He told us he's gotten angry before. Because as I was prepping him for the role, I said, Dave, have you ever been angry before? I said, I need you to reach that place. And he said he had.
Okay, see, to me it feels like, because I was watching Alicia, she's like, hey, he's kind of hot when he's angry. I'm like, oh, crap, look what we've done. We're never going to get these guys out of here now. She's like, hey, can we do take 20? No, that's actually not true. It's true. Anyways, thanks to Dave and Alicia and to the Pimp and Wayne. And, of course, the excellent – I mean, actually, everybody was involved except
Academy
for me.
Academy Award caliber acting.
Sam killed it. Jacob killed it. And, of course, the Ivies did a lovely job as well.
Hey, again, you know, if this studio thing doesn't work out, you guys can go straight to Hollywood.
Right.
Or Broadway or wherever.
Right. Hey, if you want to reach out, there's a couple
plaza.
Ways. Yeah, or the plaza, where you could be a couple ways to reach out to us. First, you could hit us in the email, onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, it's onairq@livinginlv.com. If you want to hear your own dulcet tones on the big show, who doesn't, by the way? Because I think you're, look at that, just a white blank of craziness that just happened there because Wayne has had one too many drinks. Then there's a little red tab you'll see on
That's
the side
what
there.
When we're delayed.
Look at that. A little red tab. You click that little red tab. It says start recording. You're going to send us a voicemail, and we're going to put you on the big show, and you will become rich and famous. Of course, if you're watching us in the live chat, then you are playing it. You're in it. You've had some fun with us. We love that as well. And if you don't catch us live, you can catch us on VegasVideoNetwork.com, iTunes, Roku, YouTube, and KSHP 1400 AM every Saturday night from 12 o'clock until... Never. It never stops. It's all Vegas Video Network all the time. I own everything.
What do you got there in your hand?
It's about 4 hours. This is a bottle cap.
Oh.
What's this? Close up on camera three. Or two, I mean. Oh. I believe that was pretty good. But hold on. Phone call. Oh, that's Chris Angel's agent. Yes. Oh. Well, thank you very much. And usually that's spelled with a capital F. Okay, good. So we decided to head on over to Plaza. And the reason why over to the Plaza is because there's a play there. Now, they have a little
like
theater.
Like a musical.
They have a little theater there on the first floor in the where all the little casino guys run around. And I didn't even know that theater was there,
I think it was probably famous. Like, that's like probably one of the studios where, you know, all the big stars, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. and all
probably.
Those.
And it's one of those, it's you know, the quintessential Las Vegas theater. It's the short little cocktail tables right by the stage, and then some other tables, and there's a row of booths, then those long tables above the booths, then another row of booths, and then some more tables. It's
tiered seating,
pretty much every casino has those tables, and I mean, has that kind of layout. I love that layout. And so playing there right now is the play, The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Mm-hmm. And so we had the opportunity to go check it out. And, you know, it was interesting. So we went and a couple things. The first thing that you'll notice pretty quickly there that we noticed was that the clientele was a little older than us.
Well, which you would kind of expect because that is an old movie.
Yes.
Right? Dolly Parton, I think.
90s.
Starred in the movie.
Yeah.
And, you know, an older still play, I think. So you would expect that. I mean, your kids probably have no idea what it's about. So why would the 20-year-olds show up to that?
Have you seen the movie?
No.
Neither have I, which made it, I think, more interesting for us.
Well, I think that, you know, that's why you didn't see many 50 or under people.
Right. We were the youngsters. At the Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. So we got in there, we got a nice booth seat. Really appreciate that. That was pretty cool. And the way it's set
we
up
love
is...
the booth.
Yeah, we're a big booth fan, so we got the booth. And the setup is, you know, the rounded stage. And in this particular production, they've got these two big screen TVs, or big screen projectors, I should say, on either side. And it was interesting. The first thing that we thought was interesting, odd, was that the show was supposed to start at 7, and it started at 6:58.
Can you imagine?
There was no tickety-tockety-tickety-tock. We're getting to go. Here we go. It's time for the big show.
We were as surprised as that time we were on a flight that left early. Remember one time we were on a flight and that left early? That never happened.
It was so odd to say, we're like, so Melissa, what do you think of that? Be-ba-da-be-ba. Hey, what the hell? Why are we going? We've got 2 minutes to have a little chit-chat yet.
So yeah, it was really funny.
It was kind of weird. And then it starts off. And this is a little bit of a problem if you want to, say, acknowledge the different actors. And so instead of giving you, you know, the document, whatever you call that document, the playbill program, it says, you know, Johnny is played by, you know, this, and Mama, whatever, is played. They don't do that. So you have no idea who's playing. What they do is on these two big screens, they flip through all the talent.
With, like, the old-fashioned kind of background,
right.
Like a Western movie.
Right. And so they're doing this, which is, I guess it's okay, but... Hey, you know, go to Kinko's and spend the money on this just so it's easy for people to kind of know who's who, for whatever reason.
I think they thought it was clever.
Yeah, I think they're doing it because they didn't want to spend the money, personally. So they did that, and you're kind of watching, you're like, well, this is happening even before the 6:58 start. I mean, it was they wanted to get it going. So eventually the play starts, and so, you know, this is a pretty well-known play, and as we watched it, you could tell pretty quickly that one of the major issues with this play is the sound system there. It's just not sharp or crisp. I'm not really sure how best to describe the challenge there, but it just sounded a little off. And as a result, it really, I thought, affected the energy of the entire production.
I absolutely agree. I think they have a big issue with the sound.
Yeah, Melissa mentioned it during the show, and you could hear everything. I mean, there was a technical problem. The gal who plays the madam, and I forget what her name is, she came out. Well, first of all, they have these mics, the mics that they hang on your head, and so typically, if you're going to wear those kind of mics in a play, you wear the ones that are cream color, so you can't really see. It's like a little stick that comes out and sits right there. Well, some people had those, but then some other people had the Britney Spears mic, the big black ball that kind of. So you're a little distracted by the madam with the big floating ball in front of her mouth, you know, doing the mic stuff. I'm like, well, that seems like they could have probably got a better bulk deal at the, I don't know, Guitar Center for microphones. I'm like, that's a little weird. And then the madam comes down the stairs and she starts talking and her mic doesn't work. So she's got the Britney Spears mic going and there's no sound. So she had a pretty booming voice. So you could actually hear her in the theater even though her mic wasn't on. But she's coming down and doing her part. And of course, she's much quieter than everybody else who has a variety of Britney Spears and the little weenie mics or whatever they're called. And it's up and down. And then somebody, this other actress, gets behind her.
She walks out from behind. Oh no! This is.
She was out. She was already out there.
Yeah. This hasn't happened yet.
So she's like the maid there, and so she gets behind her during the show, and you can see her like fiddling with the mic.
She's
trying to get it to work, and I was watching the sound guys, and the sound guys, you know, they're like meekers. What the hell's happening here? What's going on? They're looking around. They're pointing. They're doing this. You know, and
it was a little and maybe it's more distracting to you and I because of what we do and we pay attention to this, but yeah, it was pretty funny.
The
good thing is everyone kind of carried on.
Yeah, they moved
the
forward.
You
got to give them credit for that.
Yeah.
Then eventually they realized we can't get this mic to work. It's dead for this first part of the performance.
Right.
So what they did was. A gal came out and just handed her a wireless hand mic.
Well, she walked out as if she kind of sauntered out.
She was very
casual.
Because
she's one of the girls. She's one of the girls. So she has like a little bustier on and stuff. And so she just saunters on stage.
Gave her a wireless mic.
And happens to drop off a big microphone, not like a headset.
The, you know, the standard, you know, hey, I'm here, that kind of mic.
Like what Donny Austin might have.
Yeah. So she walks out, hands to the mic. And again, the gal who played the madam. Didn't skip a beat, didn't miss
the
line.
Just grabbed it, kept on.
And so then she's got this bustier on. So God bless her heart. You know, she starts talking like this, which is a pretty goofy way of talking, you know, while you're talking
but
to people.
But it gets better because she had a better idea.
So then she takes it and she stuffs it in her bustier. So she's got this mic sitting right here, and it worked. It worked pretty good.
It was classy. They were keeping it classy.
I was like, all right, I get it. And then, but it was so funny because when she broke into song, she's like, and.
Well, you know, some women keep everything in their bra.
It was really cool. It's like
could have a wallet in there. Her iPhone is in there vibrating.
And when she finished the song, she'd be like, okay, put it back in there. A little bit more dialogue, and she'd get ready for another song. Shoom. And I am telling you, and that's how I go. Click, back in there. So it was funny.
But even if it was working, the quality of the sound was not quite right.
It was a little challenge.
It sounded hollow and echoey, and then you got the gal who's the, you know, lead, and, you know, one of the leads putting it in her top like that. I don't know.
Yeah, so it was a little funny. And then, I mean, so we had not seen the show before, so I didn't know the jokes as they were coming. And I'm not sure if this is an audience problem or, again, an energy problem. And that is, most of the jokes didn't really kill it with the audience. You know, you could tell where the jokes were coming. And there'd be a titter
it's
here.
It's a little slow. It was a little, the delivery was a little slow.
Yeah, there seemed to be an energy issue, not just with the sound, but just with the delivery itself. It just felt a little off. And again, I've not seen the movies or the show,
so I don't
really
know. Do you think it's because it's they've just been performing for a couple of weeks.
But they've been in rehearsal for a month.
Well, I'm just saying that, you know, well, it's different doing things in front of a live audience, and you have more things that can go wrong, like technical difficulties,
sure.
And maybe the sound sounds different when you are close up versus where we were sitting, and maybe the producers
right.
or whoever.
And I had heard that. There's no question. And you know, we're live here, and we've had mic problems that are a real pain in the ass, and I get that. So I don't actually fault. I think the different kinds of mics is a mistake. I think it's distracting having a big ball in front of somebody while they're doing their singing and stuff. Although my guess is, well, no, they all sang, so that really wouldn't be a reason. I don't know. It just seemed weird. But it felt like the movement of the play was a little slow.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That it just didn't cook. You know,
I agree.
You expect that kind of thing to kind of cook. And, you know, they had a couple actors play multiple parts. So it was a little disconcerting when these group of three guys who were playing kind of dullards in one set or one scene, literally in the next scene, now they're very bright reporters and they're asking these tough, hard questions. You're like, wait a minute, weren't you the dullard? you aren't really supposed to know those kind of things. So that was a little off.
Was that a real word, dullard? I don't think I've ever heard that word.
Yeah, it's a real word.
You sure you're not just making it up like in Scrabble?
Word for friends? Dullard? No, it's a real word. Look it up. I'm telling you, it's true. So sound, audience, I don't know what they can do about the audience with regards to just the...
Well, and I don't know that they need to do anything about the audience.
Well,
because maybe that's the standard demographic of the plaza.
But
I mean,
the energy there, well, I don't know if that was a demographic of the plaza. I mean, they've got the swingers club there, and there's not a bunch of 50 people hanging out there.
Are there a lot of people in the swingers club?
There was busy when we were there. We've seen it not busy, but that night it was pretty busy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just glanced in there. It was busy. So it's not, that's not a demographic.
Maybe they're all at the swinger club and not wanting to see. And I'm not sure that the younger people know what it is.
Yeah, that may be the problem. It's just that show won't attract a younger audience anyway. So
like, let's say they were doing Oklahoma, very famous musical.
Right.
Do you think someone, I don't think they'd show up.
I think a similar audience.
Similar audience, but I don't think the, you know, 20 and 30 year olds are going to.
I think you're right. And I think, you know, the other part with the sound, it wasn't just the audio from the talent, but it was the backing tracks. So I realize you can't afford, or it's expensive to have, you know, live musicians, but the backing tracks that were used as the music for all the songs was a little thin as well. And that affects, I mean, the sound really affects motion in this kind of work.
Especially in a musical.
Yeah, and so I think, I don't know if it affected the performance so much, but it definitely affected the way that the show affected me. They also had some issues with, they used those sidebars for some other key elements in different songs, something about 20 fans or some fans or whatever was going on. And they didn't have the fans on the set, so they just had a picture of a sepia, a couple fans in sepia spinning around. And so the production probably could have been a little higher. They probably could have, you know, gone to Home Depot, painted something gold, and spun it in the actual show, maybe. I don't know.
Now, I'm surprised we haven't discussed the working girls' outfits. Did you like them?
Yes.
There was a lot of 90s, bustiers,
yeah.
Bras, thongs.
Yeah,
you know,
I
it had a little risque vibe to it.
Was, and there's a lot of swearing in that movie, or that show.
But I'm surprised you haven't talked about the hot girls and their outfits.
Well,
are you just immune to that? Because
of you.
I meant because it's Vegas and you see so much of that.
Well, let's talk about that. So, yeah, there were some hot little monkeys running around in their bustiers and stuff, and that was enjoyable. But if they're hot monkeys and you can't hear them, or they're not singing great, or it doesn't really do it for me. I would like for them to be talented. For example, going back last week, hot monkeys running around, dancing, doing some pretty neat stuff, plus Lorena was out there, you know, cranking it with singing. I'm in. So there was, you could tell there were some gals who were great. By the way, wait, that's a different show. I was about to say, at the Best Little Whorehouse, some boobs were big and some boobs were small. That wasn't Best Little Whorehouse. That was Fantasy.
I think we're seeing too many boobs on the weekends. I think we need to go to something a little more wholesome.
Daddy needs a vacation.
Yeah.
That's what he
knows. Melissa's going to take you to Men of X on Saturday.
That's
Thank you, Wayne. That's a great idea.
That's what I need to see.
Isn't there another one? Storm, American Storm.
Thunder from Down Under.
Chippendales.
Oh, Chippendales. So we got plenty of things. Options. We can go to two. One this weekend, one next weekend.
Sounds great.
Do a matinee on Sunday.
That sounds good. like a matinee of stuff happening there.
Sticks and stones.
So there was, I will say there was one gal who stuck out. She plays, I forget the part, she comes in as a outsider who, there's two girls who come in as an outsider, a girl who has a big fake blonde wig. She's a brunette. You could tell she could sing.
Did you talk about the biggest fake wig on a real
live
person?
You were there. Oh, you were here the whole time I was talking, so no.
I have never seen such a big wig in my life.
You took a picture
of
it. But it's on your iPhone, and we can't get it off because iPhones aren't friendly.
It is.
This is brought to you by Google. It was a big giant stack of hair, and then it had a tail.
It was like a Simpson head. I don't know even know how else to describe it.
It was Mart Simpson.
Or you know those little people in the Fisher Price?
They were called little people.
No, they were called the little people. And there was a farm, and you put them in there, and they spin around. Little people, and they had plastic hair. You guys know what I'm talking about? No, they were like pegs.
The Fisher Price people?
Fisher Price people. They're the Fisher Price people. And they had the big plastic wig. That is exactly what this was like.
Yeah, I didn't talk about that.
It was ginormous,
because
though.
I didn't want either one of us to sound crazy.
It was the biggest wig I've ever seen. It was big and ratty and crazy.
It was big and ratty and
crazy. There could be a small dog up in there. There could be a chihuahua.
Or the microphone.
Or two.
Or the microphone.
I mean,
for that place.
It was, I'm not kidding, the biggest wig I've ever seen.
So, I was surprised by A, the sound, B, the background music, the slowness of the show. Best song was the sheriff singing, basically, I wish I was hanging out with the madam.
The Whitneys.
Or the Whitneys.
He was good.
He was very good.
There were several people that have really good voices.
Surprisingly, a surprising number of swearing there. I was surprised how much people cussed the F word, and I was really shocked by that, actually. Within the first 5 minutes, the F word was popped out. I'm like, okay, here we go. Which is a little uncomfortable when you're sitting next to Grandma Kettle. You know, seriously,
Are you talking about me?
No, I mean, remember I said the average age was about 120, and so we're watching, and you're like, F this. I'm like, what'd you think of that, Grandma? And welcome to Vegas now. Right. And by the way, I love your rat hair. Same, different girl. So overall, I think they could do better.
Well, let's hope it's just early days.
Right. Now, after that, we went to a different house, Hash House, a go-go.
Well, we hadn't had lunch.
We hadn't had dinner, so we decided to eat there afterwards.
Our dinner.
We don't have any pictures because, like I said, technology doesn't allow it.
Did you try to get it off my phone?
I can't because it's your phone.
If you had, you know, we got to think of that in advance, because I'll tell you, the picture of my meal
was fascinating.
It It was bigger than that wig.
All right, so first of all, we do have one picture. And this before you put it up there, this is my shout-out to the good people at Planet Hollywood. Hey, Planet Hollywood, a drink that's this big, let me show you, let's say this big, shouldn't be $9. That doesn't seem right. However, a drink this big can absolutely be $9. So here's to Hash House a Go-Go and the fact they recognize that a big glass of Captain and Diet makes me happy. So we went there afterwards. This was our first time ever at Hash House a Go-Go. And apparently they're known for big food, which we did not know until that drink came out. And I thought, well, here we go. This is going to be an okay place. Melissa had the chicken and waffles.
Chicken and waffles.
Do you hear the audience? The audience is actually ooing and aahing.
I never had chicken and waffles, but it's like a big thing.
Right.
And not only just chicken and waffles, but it had inside.
Did you have fun with you?
Probably not. Out there, inside my waffle was bacon strips. In the inside.
Surprise.
On the inside of the bacon.
And then on top of that, inside
of the waffle is
chicken. And then I had.
Now let me just describe how big this was, first of all. It was like this tall.
Yeah.
And it was four waffles with some kind of syrupy stuff on it. And then two huge pieces of fried chicken, like sage fried chicken. I mean, it was enough probably for four people to eat.
It was a lot.
It was gigantic.
Then I had their.
And it had a big thing of sage sticking out of it. So then that was like that.
And. Then I had the big old chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
Wow. That's good. And
that goes out to our friend Darcy.
What did you think of the waffles and the chicken? Quickly.
Didn't like it
at all.
No.
The chicken was soggy?
No. I just didn't think it had any flavor.
Chicken was flavorless?
I mean, if I'm going to compare that to KFC, KFC's going to win.
Right. And how about the waffles?
They were fine. I didn't even. I mean, they're waffles. What can you say? They're waffles.
They're good. They had bacon in them.
They were unique.
Oh, so there you go.
But I wouldn't say they were anything special. I thought my meal overall was bland.
Oh, that could be their tagline. We're bland, but we're a lot of us. We're bland, but fire the captain.
And let me tell you, that was actually the second time I had eaten there.
Oh. Really?
The first time I got the pork tenderloin, which was as big as a, 10-inch dinner plate.
Right.
On a bun that was this big.
How was that?
Bland.
Wow. Okay. So far, now for my chicken pot pie, it was huge. It had like, Dracula's collar, how it kind of sticks up around him. What do you mean? You know what I'm talking about? So the chicken pot pie had a Dracula collar around the back of it, made of some sort of fried material. And then inside was the chicken pot pie goo. And I'll tell you, it was pretty good. It was also about 2 pounds of it. And I'm sure I gained about 14 pounds because of it. But I liked it. It was good.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was good.
I got to pick something else. I have some friends that go there a lot. And they rave about like the meatloaf sandwich. I hear that, and people in the audience are freaking out right now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we need to give it another shot, and I'll have the meatloaf sandwich.
All right. So overall.
Because it's a little tasty and tender and, the dinner.
Okay, so overall, if you go to the plaza and you want to go to the two houses, the Best Little Whorehouse, give it some time.
Definitely. Go check out Hash House of Go-Go. I mean, but the food house. There is unusual and big.
Order the drinks. And try to stay away from the table who were pissed off because they didn't get exactly what they wanted.
Yeah,
there was a table of cranky people. All right, we're going to take a quick break, a 30-second break, and we're going to come back and do a quick hot and horrible about your spa visit. Okay, sound good? Vegas Video Network, living in Las Vegas. We will be right back.
Traditional media believes that after about 3 minutes, you'll tune out. Most Vegas media companies think if it doesn't jiggle, you won't tune in. At the Vegas Video Network, we think both are wrong. The Vegas Video Network is the first and only live online broadcast network that specializes in insider news and expert views about Vegas. We combine great storytelling with the ability to watch when and where you want, on your computer, mobile device, or television. Discover the real Las Vegas. Visit VegasVideoNetwork.com.
Remember this song?
I do.
This is Hot and Horrible, kids, where Melissa decides the fate of every company.
It's not just me. You
are involved. It's not fair, but it's true. We have the power to crush or make a company. Look at RM Seafood. We talked about them last week. They were shut down this week. What? They weren't?
I'm like, really?
They had to run a Groupon special though to try to get some of that business back.
They did run a Groupon, and Cheryl said, saw the Groupon. I'm guessing it's because of the iffy review. It's not. Anyways, in Hot and Horrible, Melissa decides what is hot and what is horrible, or as she calls it, A++. And so, and today, or this weekend, she, and speaking of Cheryl, she and Cheryl had the opportunity to go to the spa at the Palm Place, whose name we are debating is probably called, website? Probably called Thrift.
That's correct.
Woo!
Well, it's interesting because Cheryl had a Groupon to go, and it was spa week last week, and I sort of invited myself to go along, as I do sometimes. So I had to pay regular price, and, you know, you walk in, and usually you walk in, and there's a big spa store of all the goos and the good smell and stuff. They had a limited supply of that, but whatever. But what's interesting, you usually walk into a spa, and it smells like a spa.
Right.
This did not smell like a spa.
What did it smell like?
Nothing.
How can that possibly
be? I don't know. Like, they had some, like, aromatherapy, you know, stick things there. They absolutely should have those out. Or they had candles. They should be burning a candle, something. But there was really no scent that I smelled. So I thought that was interesting. And I got there first. I was waiting for Cheryl. So it's actually at Palm Place.
Right.
Which is their condo tower. And so eventually she got there. We went back. It's interesting because there was nobody, you know, usually when you get to the women's side or the men's side, there's sort of, once you get in there, a reception person there. There wasn't anyone there. We're kind of, you know, like, okay, well, we'll just wait here. Somebody will show up. You know, we checked in and then we went to the women's. Nobody was really there to greet us initially. And so eventually somebody came, found us, and gave us our shoes and things like that. We sort of had two different kinds of shoes, and we got our robes, and anyways.
The robe.
Well, that was the second time around. So then, you know, they take us to the quiet place, usually a room where you sit and you wait for your therapist to come. And that was nice. It was well-appointed, and they had, trail mix there and fruit and water with cucumbers in it or oranges and a refrigerator with juices. That was really nice, and so we hung out. Again, no smell. So we just hung out, we were chatting, and then my therapist came out to get me. I had an 80-minute massage, which I've never had before. And
that sounds good.
It was lovely, and her name was Megan, and she was phenomenal. She did a great, great job.
What kind of massage?
It was just the Drift massage, but I got aromatherapy at oil added to it.
But do you normally get like a deep tissue, or is it sweetish?
Yeah, I normally like a deeper tissue, you know, get in there and get the kinks out. So anyways, the massage was fabulous. The thing is that they sort of promote on their website, you can see the picture, they have a hammam, which is a co-ed sort of steam room with like curved rocks that you keep going. Curved rocks that you can sit on. It's the one with the, like, looks like a table on it.
That fourth there. One down?
Yeah.
Fourth one down the side.
It was under repair, under construction.
That one here?
Yeah, that's the hammam. And you see in each of those alcoves is sort of a chair that you can sit on for meditation, relaxation. It's heated. But that was being repaired, so out of order. So we couldn't do that. They, in the women's side, they did have a real nice, like, you know, steam sauna, you know, cold dip, you know, hot tub area.
And then they had like a little sliding door where you could go outside, but those chairs were all kind of dirty out there, which was interesting. And they had ice cold cucumber slices in there. I mean, so much that when I put them on my eyes in the waiting room, when I was in the relaxation room, I felt like my eyeballs were freezing. But it was lovely, and they had ice cold.
But it was lovely.
I mean, it was after, you know, they warmed up a little bit. Anyways, I had the massage. We came back. Cheryl wasn't done. I did the steam. You know, I sort of enjoyed some of the amenities there. But they had told us we could go sit at the pool afterwards, you know, the hotel pool. So we go out there, and again, this is in Palm's place, and there were no chairs. Completely packed. Even all the cabanas were packed. And it's not that big. And what's interesting is at Palm's place, they have Simon, you know, the restaurant.
Right.
And it sort of has open, you know, it opens into the pool area so those people can check out the people in the pool area. But it was completely packed, so we couldn't get any lounge chairs there. And that's kind of a plus, right? You're going to spend all this money. It's nice to be able to go sit at the pool. So we decide it's a bust, and she's going to go finish her Saturday, and I'm going to come on home. But I wanted to take a shower and do all that, so I went back in to get a robe, and this time the robe had a big hole in it. And I had to ask to have a robe. Now, that might not seem like of any big deal, but this is an expensive spa, right?
How much was the treatment?
$200.
I'm sorry, what?
American Express bills in the mail.
I'm sorry, what? 200 U.S. dollars?
I deserve it. 80 minutes. Totally deserved it. It was a treat to myself. So anyways, but, you know, you wouldn't, and I had to ask to get the robe. I had to ask, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, you can take a shower. And I'm like, am I going to get a locker? And they're like, yeah, you can have a locker. I'm like, can I get some shower slippers and a robe? It's like they weren't really thinking about it. So I don't know what's going on. It wasn't quite right. You know what I mean?
I do. So, under the heading of hot and horrible.
Megan, the massage therapist, is amazing. I give her an A++.
Or hot.
But overall, it just felt a little out of whack.
Is it worth the money?
Oh, I'd definitely go somewhere else to spend that kind of money.
There you go.
There are so many really, really great quality spas here. And if you're local, you know, there are a lot of places where you can go to get a local's deal. And like I said, Cheryl had a Groupon. I just missed the deal. Okay.
So overall, we've closed down yet another establishment here in Las Vegas. And with that, we wrap up the big show. Hey, before I wrap up, one more last time, I want you to say, or I want to thank the good folks over at TowerStream. TowerStream are the folks who do our internet access. We've been using them for as long as the Vegas Video Network has been here. Started off as One Velocity, now they're TowerStream. You'll see these guys advertised everywhere. They're doing a pretty interesting thing where our internet access is completely wireless, yet we're doing, our speeds are 10, even higher, and they're doing a great job. So thanks to the folks over at TowerStream. Check them out if you're a business and are looking for either a primary or even a secondary or tertiary internet background. Anyways, thanks everybody for playing along. Again, thanks for the live chat. Again, if you want to... And thanks, of course, to the live studio audience who has actually brought food. God bless their little heart. And we'll provide you a 25% discount. You can't have that. Only some of us can. Anyways, if you want to reach out to us again, the email address is onairq@livinginlv.com. Or if you want to be adopted by Stuart, who just emailed me. Oh, I forgot to read his email. It was a great email. We'll do that next week. He's coming back from Russia to his pop-up and Mimi. You want to be sitting right up here. Then you're going to send an email to friends@livinginlv.com. That's friends@livinginlv.com. And I would say that's it. Be sure to check us out on all of our different Vegas Video Network, iTunes, YouTube, Roku, and KSHB 1400 AM. And with that, I bid you adieu. See you guys later. Bye. Ticket.